most of these hogs that's raised are raised on a concrete floor. But back then, they would, Pipe would put them hogs up on that floor pen, and I've seen people just cut poles down and lay them right thick, and then they'd put a little pole between them, make a floor like that for them hogs. But Daddy had a sawmill, he always floored his with lumber.
Ever heard that called a hog parlor?
Yeah, there's hog parlors now all over the country.
Is that what it is, just as a concrete floor?
Yeah. But it wasn't hog parlor then, it's hog pen.
Hog pen.
Hadn't been too many years since they created them hog parlors.
Sounds kind of fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are there any farms around here where just milk cows are raised?
Not now. I used to be a good many. I don't reckon there's, I don't know but one dairy in Clark County. I think Dennis Fleming still milks a few cows. Way back to the north. Close to Carmichael. Used to be a bunch of milk dairy barns around here.
I wanted to get you to tell me again what people did with their milk and butter before they had refrigerators.
They used, now some people let it down in a well. Or if they had a spring, they'd use a spring to keep the milk in there. Put it in jars, put it in springs. Mother let her down in a well. But most of them, that's what most of them did, was let it down in a well. For some few people, this spring, we didn't have a spring right at our house.
Did people use the word spring house? You ever heard that?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes. They had a house over them springs. A lot of people did. My grandfather did. Don't either.
So they just called it a
spring house. Yes, sir. It was built up and covered. Built a nice little house. Over there.
Did you have a place where you would store your potatoes in the winter?
Oh, yes, had a bank.
How'd you make one of those?
Well, you dug a hole, about that deep.
About, what, 3 feet?
Yeah, 2.5, 3 feet. And then you take lumber and wall that up. Then you get up on top. Get about the top of the ground, you put your rafters up, make it up high enough where it shed the water good, steep enough, and then you took that dirt and banked up around it, and then you take straw and put in that house, pine straw, pour them potatoes in there, and then you put, if you want to, you could put straw around on top of them. They didn't freeze. Then you, if you were going to sell them potatoes, which we grew a lot of them to sell,